The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
A lot going on today. Lamar Jackson is back. Dez Bryant was not allowed to play. Michigan has forfeited their game against Ohio State. And Doug Peterson is trying to assassinate a Jalen. We will get into all of that, but we start with this. Two pieces of news regarding James Harden. Number one, he will show up in Houston. Look at that. Number two, he decided that he doesn't just want to go to the Nets. He's willing to go to the Sixers or another contending team. Jalen, what do you think about a potential deal from the Sixers that involves Ben Simmons and maybe some draft picks or another piece for James Harden?
James Harden wants to get out of the West because the West is tough and it's getting more stacked by the day. In particular, it's by the Lakers, who've distinguished themselves as the clear-cut favorite to win it next year. If I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, I understand Daryl Morey wanted to acquire James Harden. There's a level of familiarity there. Same with the Nets and Mike D'Antoni being on the bench. There's a level of familiarity there. And why does that matter? Because they were around when James Harden had his career seasons, Jacoby. Daryl Morey was the one that brought him from OKC. Mike D'Antoni was the one that put the ball in his hands. And before you know it, he became a player to put up historic numbers. The most unique player that the game has seen, because he's the only player at some point of his career that's going to lead the league in total assists, total free throws made, as well as total three-pointers made. The only guy that's going to have that happen at some point of his career. However, right now, if I'm just looking at assets and I'm the Houston Rockets and I can get Ben Simmons for James Harden, listen to me, Jacoby. If I'm the Houston Rockets, I do trade James Harden for Ben Simmons.
And if I'm the 76ers, I trade Ben Simmons for James Harden. Like, I think this is actually a good match. This seems like one that works for both sides. If you're the Houston Rockets, oh, what do? We got a new coach. We got a new GM. We got a new point guard. We actually have some people that play center. We're changing everything. Let's get out with the old and in with the new and bring in Ben Simmons. If you're trading James Harden, who scores more points than everybody else in the league, who is an MVP candidate, who is a scoring leader, if you're trading him, you want something back. But you don't want to trade him for a bunch of pieces like Brooklyn's going to offer. You want a young superstar. This seems to be the only young superstar that maybe could work. I think this makes sense for both sides. I'm not just saying I would do it. I think it's going to get done. What do you think?
I echo what you just said. It's going to get done, and I like it for both teams. Here's what I like about it for Philly. You now have a marquee player that whether Joel Embiid misses 10 or 15 regular season games or not, that has proven to you that he could catapult the team to a top three or four status in the Eastern Conference because you saw him do it in the West. And then you hope he and Embiid are healthy come playoff time to do damage against some of the other top duos that have taken place in the Western Conference. If you're Houston, you do it for all the reasons you just said, and I'll add a couple of more. When you're trying to rebuild, if you could get all-stars in John Wall and Ben Simmons, that's one thing. But they both have multiple years left on their contracts. Mm-hmm. That's the key thing. And you sign a Christian Woods that has a couple of years. You invest in a DeMarcus Cousins that based on his productivity is not going to – his productivity is going to be vastly more than his salary. So now all of a sudden, like you just said, you have reinvented yourself. And the Houston Rockets would be a playoff team in the Western Conference.
Playoff, yeah. They'd be in the middle of the pack. They'd be right in the middle of the pack. I put them between
like
four and six.
Teams. But again, here's why also that familiarity is important to James Harden. Daryl Morey had a sense of power with Morey, and that's what a great player like James should have. He had his ear, and he was there every time they made a deal. Mike D'Antoni, 7 seconds or less. He allowed James Harden to shoot double-figure three-pointers in the game. Each of those guys have a fatal flaw. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot outside of the paint. Harden doesn't really defend. And Embiid can't really stay healthy. So this is where you see, like, all NBA caliber players, not necessarily that superstar level player, which is why I like this deal for both teams and what each can get accomplished if they make this happen.
And one of the reasons I like this deal is there's so many duos in the NBA. And what do I like? I like complementary duos. John Wall and James Harden aren't necessarily a complementary duo. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, we've seen it year after year after year. But if you trade those two, Wall and Simmons make a lot more sense than Wall and Harden. And listen, Harden and Embiid, while not a perfect match, make a lot more sense than Simmons and Embiid. I think this is a good deal. And if I am Raphael Stone and Daryl Morey calls, he can't even say the word Joel on me before I hang up. Because this is not an Embiid for Harden type of thing. I want Simmons and a piece or nothing. I think the deal gets done. Remember where you heard it first, Jalen and Jacoby. Moving on to the game last night, the Tuesday night game in the NFL, and it was the return of Lamar Jackson. Obviously, the Ravens won, but what did you see from Lamar's performance that you liked?
Lamar's one of those players, when I watch him play, Jacoby, and he eludes defenders. Like, Deion Sanders as a kick returner and a punt returner gave me this. It just, he looks sweet out there. You know what I mean? He got the ball in one hand. He switches to the other hand. He out there spinning. He hit the line of scrimmage like a young O.J. Simpson, and he's gone. Like, he's looking left. He's looking right. He had 3 total touchdowns. It was good to see him returning from COVID and being a productive player. Now, for the Ravens, their character and identity is running the football on offense, but physicality on defense. That's what's going to have to improve if they're going to catapult themselves back into contention status in the AFC.
It just felt like every time the Ravens ran on this defense, they guaranteed 5 yards. They didn't really need to do much through the air. But what I saw from Lamar, while everyone's celebrating him today, I can't celebrate him today. Because I watched the game last night. And you look at the stats. Oh, he was 12 for 17. Only 5 incompletions. But he did not look good throwing the ball. He had some really bad throws, and there were a lot of throws that were scheduled to be throws that he dropped back and didn't really like what he saw and then ended up running. Like, this was not a triumphant return of an MVP. This was someone who looked a little rusty throwing the ball. It's all right there on the screen for you. So if you just look at the box score, you say, oh, Lamar's back, everything's all good. But watching the game itself, Lamar's back, but everything is not all good.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about his passes. He hit Hollywood for a touchdown, but he's playing without a security blanket. He's playing without a security blanket, Andrews. He's normally out there over the middle for him to hit as well. So I agree with you. The passing game must improve for Lamar. But again, the physicality that they need to play at all 3 levels defensively is who the Ravens are at their core. They got to get a lot better if they're going to play against the great teams in the AFC like Pittsburgh and KFC in advance. KC. I said KFC. Oh, boy.
I'm black and I'm proud. Sanders, Mario Lopez. Mario Lopez got you. Mario Lopez
got you. I'm black
and
I'm proud. I said KFC.
Well, while COVID pushed this game to Tuesday, COVID did impact this game as well. We all wanted to see Dez Bryant suited up in the all black for the Ravens against his old team, and he was out there during warmups, got tapped on the shoulder. Had an inconclusive test before. That test turned out positive, and he did not play in the game. Now they've got devices on themselves and phone. They did some contact tracing and decided that only Dez Bryant needed to miss this game. Jalen, what do you think about the ruling from the NFL that only Dez Bryant should miss this game?
I blame the NFL because you need to make sure that each player has tested exited protocol before you allow them to put on uniforms and get on the field. If that's the case, they should have officials at every game. By the way, how many games were played last night? Only one.
One.
Only one. They could have had some officials at the game. We've seen over the last couple of weeks the Ravens have multiple positive tests, players in and out of the lineup, players that missed last night's game. You would have thought as a league, almost similar to what I see with the concussion protocol, they're just not as direct as they need to be as it relates to instituting these rules that they say are important, but yet you allow Dez to get out on the field, shake hands and kiss babies, and then you pull him off the field when you realize that his test was something that allowed him not to be on the field.
I felt so bad for him. Obviously, he felt well physically, but we all know this is a virus that can often impact people without impacting them with symptoms. I feel bad for him. And he said he was going to drink wine and cope, but there was nothing more 2020 than drinking wine and coping. We've all been there. Well, Jalen, something happened in the NFL that is really bothering me. Doug Peterson's trying to assassinate a Jalen. Doug Peterson has announced that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter for the Eagles. I don't think this is a good idea. And I know there are so many ex-football players and so many analysts I listen to that say Jalen Hurts gives them a better chance to win. I think this is a terrible idea. And let me tell you why. They're not just playing anybody. They're playing arguably the best defense in the NFL. Rookie quarterback with 1 week to prepare. Didn't look great last week, to be honest with you. The Saints are third in the NFL with sacks. Second fewest rushing yards against them. Second in opponent's completion percentage. Third in the NFL with picks. Jalen, what do you expect to happen on Sunday? We have a show on Monday. Do you think we're going to show up on Monday and say, oh, look at Jalen Hurts, 4 touchdowns, ran for 100 yards, shredded the Saints defense, future superstar? We know that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is he's going to get sacked, he's going to get beat up, he's going to get tricked by the defense, he's going to throw a couple picks, and he's probably going to get pulled for Carson Wentz at some point in this game. I think this is a terrible idea by the Eagles. Convince me I'm wrong, Jalen. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Never underestimate the power of a Jalen, Jacoby. As a matter of fact, you saw Hurts or Rieger in the end zone make that connection this past weekend. Here's what's really happening. Doug Peterson alluded to it a couple of weeks ago. He said out of his mouth, if I put Hurts in the game, that's basically signaling that we're giving up on the season. Why are they doing that? Because the Giants and the Washington football team have actually distinguished themselves as the favorites to win their conference, their division. So since you're Philadelphia, you put Hurts out there and you say, okay, GM, you took him in the second round. Okay, ownership, you took him in the second round. Go right ahead. But here's also what you do as an organization, Jacoby. You stop Wentz from getting injured. You allow yourself to get a look at Hurts, but you keep Wentz from getting injured because he has a big number next year.
Jalen, this is, I mean, if you're stopping Wentz from getting injured, you know what you're inferring right there? That you're going to get Hurts hurt. Like, I hate the idea of a rookie quarterback making his first start against the best defense in the NFL that sacks the quarterback, pressures the quarterback, fools the quarterback, forces interceptions, doesn't let you run the ball either, so you can't rely on that. Like, I'm genuinely concerned for him, and not just the impact this game will have on him physically, but mentally. I promise you, on Monday, we're going to talk about this game, and it's not going to be pretty for Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts throws 3 touchdowns and runs for one and beats the Saints, I'll do 50 push-ups in a row on the show. It's never going to happen.
I know it ain't going to happen. I got a question for you. Who has more passing yards, Taysom Hill or Jalen Hurts?
Say it again, please.
Your over-under bet. Here's your prop bet, everybody out there. Who has more passing yards, Taysom Hill or Jalen Hurts this weekend?
Taysom Hill. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be so ugly. You know what? I'm calling out sick on Monday. I don't want to talk about Jalen Hurts' performance on Monday. I'm calling out sick. Get whoever you need to get to replace me. It's not Jalen and Jacoby on Monday. It's going to be Jalen and somebody else because I'm so concerned about this. I think this is a very bad idea. And I think, like you mentioned, it's a spiteful move from Doug Peterson, and he should be ashamed. I really think
Doug Peterson can go get another gig.
The best thing to do is to start Carson Wentz against the Saints. We will be back. There's so much more to discuss. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving.
Woo-Tang! Woo-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with my favorite prospect from this draft, LaMelo Ball.
Hit the brakes.
Purchase. Look at LaMelo Ball's new iced out grill. Now, Jalen, you know me. I'm a negative person. I have a negative soul. While it looks great, whenever I talk to someone wearing a grill, they don't sound right. Whenever I talk to someone wearing a grill, they don't sound right. Tell me that's not true.
I'll tell you, that's what dreams look like coming true. As a guy They used to wear a cap gold tooth over my fronts when I was in high school and sometime in college because I wanted to be like Larry Johnson. So his grill looks dope, iced out. Ooh, that's nasty.
Moving on, the Clippers say they are committed to Paul George. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
That's obvious. They gave up too many assets to get him and trade him after one disappointing season. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Very curious to know what you think about a potential
hit the brakes
Holyfield-Tyson trilogy fight. Jalen, I know you've been to these fights. What do you think about a Holyfield-Tyson fight in their 50s?
Here's what I want everybody to understand. This is entertainment. When you see Mike Tyson, Roy Jones, Evander Holyfield, you're paying $50 to watch nostalgia like somebody having an appearance or an autograph signing. So many professions you can do for 40, 50, 60 years, including being a musician. You can perform those songs time and time again. Where athletes have now become entertainers and celebrities in so many ways that can get top dollar. That's why you're gonna see Floyd Mayweather also participate. It's an appearance, Jacoby, and you're paying to see the entire card. And I can't front, but Mike Tyson's card, it was worth it. I saw YG, I saw Snoop,
that.
I saw Nate.
I enjoyed
that. I saw Mike,
yeah.
I saw Roy,
had
it was
a great
worth
night.
It.
I got my $50 worth that night.
But they gotta fix the connection. I had to go back and forth to Mike's IG story like 59 times that night in order to keep watching it.
Okay, Jalen, breakdancing will be an Olympic sport en Paris. In 2024.
No surprises. Shout out to the hip hop culture that now so many.
Shout out to America coming in seventh
suburbs.
In this. Where do you think America comes in this? America comes in like fifth in this
America
one.
Don't place. Unless they about to go to Harlem or Brooklyn and get some old school cats from Peace Street or break it. Keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Two top 10 teams faced off last night, and Kansas came away with the win, powered by a Jalen.
I just want to see his highlights. I just want to see Wilson's highlights.
Okay, so we'll hit the brakes. Jalen Wilson scored 23 points, was 4-for-6 from three, and also added 10 rebounds. What do you think about young Jalen Wilson?
Well, here's what I'm noticing about collegiate basketball. They're great coaches, Hall of Famers, all-time greats like Coach K and Calipari and Bill Self. But while they're great coaches, you know what they are? Amazing, terrific, wonderful, fantastic recruiters. And you see when they don't necessarily have all of the McDonald's All-Americans on each of their teams, they can struggle like the rest of the teams across the country.
It.
Great to see Jalen put up big numbers, balling for Kansas, hitting four threes.
I love how Duke lost a bunch of games at the beginning of the season. Coach K is like, are we sure we should be doing this? You know, if they're undefeated, he's not saying that. Moving on, we have a diminutive man who is absolutely crushing NCAA
break.
Basketball. This is Jalen's guy, Darnell Rogers, 5'2", and putting up buckets. Celebrate this young man, Jalen.
All I want to know is this. If y'all ever need some Darnell Rogers highlights, make sure y'all come to Jalen and Jacoby. You know our guys, Nas Carter. You know Sabrina Ionescu was our girl in collegiate basketball. This is my new guy. Look at him, Jacoby, 5'2", has all of the requisite skills, can dribble, pass, and shoot. He got that leaner. He got that mid-range. That is my guy right there.
We'll be giving you all the Darnell Rogers highlights all season long. If he goes 3-for-15, we're showing you those three. Big shout to Darnell Rogers. 16 points, 4-for-6 from three. Eight rebounds. Jalen, I think that's a high for your career, dog. That's a high for your career. You're 6'8". Big shout to Darnell Rogers. Moving on, Jalen, while we're celebrating your career, some young women got together and did the same. Jalen, we will hit the brakes here. The Tyler women's basketball team, in an homage to the Fab Five, took this photo.
That is love. So very humble. So now, the same thing, Jacoby. We talked about collegiate basketball, football, the NBA, the NFL. Let's give the ladies some love. Shout to UT Tyler Women's Basketball. That's an iconic picture. We're going to support y'all all year. We appreciate the salute.
Absolutely. Jalen, and finally, there's a unique way to get booze on Michael Jordan's golf
course. Hit the brakes on this.
Jalen, Michael Jordan has a golf course, and it's brand new. It's just been open. It's lovely. And if you want to get a drink or a snack there, they will deliver it straight to you, not via the cart girl, but via a drone. Jalen, you know I love to golf, and you know I like an adult beverage while I'm out there on the course. What do you think about drone deliveries?
I think having beverages are personal. That's why when you go to the bar or to the restaurant, you know, the bartender, the waitress, these people become your best friends. The bus people, like, you get used to them, the security, the attendants. You know, it makes the experience a little cold. It's kind of like drinking at home by yourself and having nothing to do. So I understand that you want to toss up out on the golf course, but I want some human interaction so I can leave a tip. I want to leave a big tip to a human being.
Well, let me just say, drinking at home by ourselves is what we've all been doing all 2020 long. When we come back, we will finally discuss how your Michigan Wolverines quit and forfeited their game against the Ohio State Buckeyes. And wait a second, Harbaugh's getting an extension? We'll talk about that dumpster fire program right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly, part of Happy Hour.
Big Ten ACC Challenge rolls on tonight with Indiana versus Florida State at 7:15 on ESPN. And then in the nightcap, it is Pittsburgh versus Northwestern. That starts at 9:15, both on ESPN. Jalen, you know by now that your Michigan Wolverines are terrified to play Ohio State. They canceled the game due to COVID concerns, and they're discussing an extension with that man right there. How do you extend Harbaugh as a coach after this season?
We're not terrified of Ohio State, and if it wasn't for COVID, I know they're a 30-point favorite. We would have went out there and played, and if they would have won and they would have waxed us, then so be it.
Extension
as
for
Harbaugh? As it relates to Jim Harbaugh and their family, our royalty to Ann Arbor, Michigan. But he is the only Big Five coach that's less than 2 years left on his contract. I believe it's going to be his final year with the team. I truly do. And I love Jim Harbaugh. That's my guy.
It may be. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is giving podcast exclusive content. Now, Jalen, there's so much in the world of sports and pop culture today. But before I get into that, we have a very special guest tomorrow. Who's joining us on the pod tomorrow, Jalen Rose?
Michael Rainey Jr. For those that don't know him by his government name, is because he's so good at acting that you'll just call him Tariq from Power. That's what you would do. You just call him that. That, you know, we've had Ghost on. We've had Tommy Host. Back in the day, we've had Curtis on. Method Man is a part of the show every day. We're in the Power family. And it's only right that we get the superstar of the show to join us tomorrow. Make sure you check it out.
So, Jalen, there's something that happened in the world of sports that we really need to discuss. There was a Champions League game, okay? Champions League, if you don't know, it's like they take all of the best teams in Europe that won their individual leagues and have a league of the champions, just like it sounds like, right? Big games. This isn't like a small Division III game in like a small country. This is the Champions League games. It was between, ready for some pronunciation game, Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
Good job.
And Istanbul Başakşehir, okay? Now, big game. Neymar's in it. I know you know Neymar. He plays for PSG. And as the game's getting started, there wanted to be a red card on one of the assistant coaches who happened to be from Cameroon. So you know what he looks like. The referee asked the fourth referee, who gets the red card? And he said, the black guy.
Oh,
I'm not sure what language or whatever. He said the black guy. He didn't
exactly
say the tall gentleman, the guy in the blue jacket. He said the black guy. Now, what happened next I find is very interesting. The player said, we're not playing. The players walked off the field And this is a marquee match. Like, this is a big match. Players just straight up walked off the field and didn't play. Your reaction to this story?
My reaction is that our brothers and sisters like you, who don't look like me, have started to do a better job and continue to improve at not only acknowledging race relations and how far we need to go to try to be equal as a people, but also acting on it. That's the key, acting on it, protesting with us, tweeting with us. One of the things that kind of hurt my heart, Jacoby, and I'm glad you went here. I forgot about this until you just said this. I was literally watching that Ravens and Cowboys game last night. And you know what I was thinking? You know, when we were talking so much about racial injustice in our country, and you know, one of the terms, and I know this was an international soccer match. I applaud the players for walking off. I know the game is going to get played. That referee, official, whatever, should be disciplined. He was basically the only black guy standing there. He said Negro, and then I saw him repeat it. Yeah, he just called him by his color as opposed to calling him by his team or his position or his name, and that's flat out racist. And so while we're discussing that internationally, I was watching the National Football League, and so very much, like, I've been doing this job, you know, I've been a public figure since the early 90s. And whether it's like rights for collegiate athletes or being a member of the Fab Five, like, I could go on and on and on about, like, just seeing change and barriers being broken down for black and brown people in particular in corporate America and mainstream America. And when the NBA season was taking place and the WNBA season was taking place, I want you to remember what I call how those voices should treat it like a football game. That when you look up at the score, it's the first quarter, you know you're not going to win, and the score is 400 years of slavery to zero. And you got to look back at your team and tell them, we still need to have a good attitude. We still need to get better. We still need to compete. But you know what else we still need to do? And you know where I'm going. Improve the field position of the movement. Improve the field position. We're not going to change it. It may not even happen in my lifetime, because I got many emails about corporate structure and power and how I need to be more diverse. Did companies do that? Did that actually happen? Did all of a sudden the NBA, the NFL, sporting leagues, since we're talking about sports, start hiring more minorities? I didn't necessarily see a sea change. Companies, shoe companies, whatever. The list goes on and on and on. And I bring that up because I was literally watching the game thinking, once the NBA and WNBA season ended, we lost the field position. Because if you notice, there's one NFL commercial about racial injustice. There's also one message that's outside the end zone that says it takes all of us.
Oh, no. Let me jump in there.
Yes, sir.
When I heard that there would be messages on the back of helmets, I was like, oh, look at that. They're going to put messages on the back of NFL helmets. Look at this advancement. Look at this inclusion. Look at how they've embraced the movement. And then when I saw the helmets, like, you know, there's 12-point font and 24-point font. Like, they made those messages in the back of helmets so small, they're barely legible on my big, humongous HD television. Like, that, just don't even put them there, because there's someone made that decision to make them that size. And I feel like that person, whoever made that decision, was hustling backwards.
And as a human being that roots for everyone's civility, it's up to me to keep score. And I always do, to be honest with you. Like, and so I saw Dr. Harry Edwards do an amazing commercial with one of the players from the Houston Texans about Michael police Thomas. Reform. And so I was proud of that. I was really proud of that, Jacoby. And then I realized that was the only one. I saw the It Takes All of Us message You know how I saw it? Really? By accident. Because when Lamar scored the touchdown, you know what I peeped? They flipped the camera so you couldn't even see it. Like, so as I want to shout out their Virginia basketball program, because they've decided as young adults, it's their choice, that during the national anthem that they're going to stay in the locker room. And it continues to let me know the power of the people and how the almighty dollar actually is what creates change with that power, so not necessarily changing people's minds. I know for a fact Dan Snyder only changed the name because of the bottom line. He didn't want to change that name. And by the way, anybody's been listening to our show for almost 10 years, when y'all say Washington football team, remember, this show been saying that the entire time. And you know what else we were saying? They gonna change the name. And I bring all of that to summarize, to summarize this. This week, I believe more black quarterbacks are gonna start NFL games than ever before. That's field position. When we look up in another 3 to 5 years, they're going to have the power, as you see Mahomes get a big deal, as you see Deshaun get a big deal. Once you see Lamar get a big deal and a couple of other players, what you're going to see happen is they're now going to have the money and the power that NBA players have with their voice. And now that's going to put them in position to make a different change. But right now, if you notice, you ain't seeing or hearing anything. But when the NBA and WNBA start back, I guarantee you, you will.
Well put, Jalen Rose. We have time for one voicemail. And don't forget, you call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We've been getting lots of good voicemails lately. Keep them coming. Right now, push pause on the podcast. Dial 985-80-JALEN. Say something fun. Ask a good question. You'll get in the show just like this.
We give the people what they want. What up, Reg? What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? I've been a long time fan, first time caller, Michigan made, future JRLA donor. Should I get it right? My question to you both and all of you is, what are some things you struggle with in your journey of becoming and becoming a man and in self-love that you had to learn? Some lessons that you had to learn or some things that you did to better yourself, to grow, to deal with mental health, or whatever. Was it journaling? Was it learning about self-forgiveness? Was it going to a counselor? Was it playing basketball every day? Jacoby, was it doing whatever you do with your time? Would love to get an answer or just some personal experience from successful men. Peace and love. All is well.
Big shout to that guy. I love they said future JRLA donor. That's important.
That's love.
That's
that
important.
Is love. And Jacoby got the crisp JRLA jacket on right now with the Jaguar. It looks cold. Thank you for representing. Thank you for your support. Thank you for running a marathon. Thank you for saving us at Family Feud. Thank you for flying to Detroit each year to the golf outing. Thank you for bringing JRLA cameras there to document what we were doing. We were kicking it off. I love and appreciate you, brother.
Of course. But back to his question. I'll answer first. Because this is hard. Because I used to be like a tough guy, like, oh, mental health, like, I don't need that. I don't need therapy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, being back in the 90s, you're a young man and you're masculine and you think there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need to work on my mental health. Well, you do. Every single person does, no matter how balanced and self-actualized you feel like you are. You can always, like, a muscle strengthen it. And one thing that I've learned for me in the past probably 10 years is I call it moving meditation. So I'll go for a jog. And no headphones, no iPhone, and just clear my head and just, you know, get a good pace and zone out. And also yoga. Yoga is something that I discovered after I ran my marathon. It tore up my knees. I started doing yoga. Yoga is really good for my mental health. And some time for me, some time away from the phone, some time where I'm not available to be reached, some time where I'm not looking at social media, some time where I'm not being chased around by my kids. So I would say for me, my advice would be moving meditation, whatever that means to you, whether it's a walk, whether it's yoga, whether it's a jog, or stationary meditation, but take some time for you to clear your mind of your thoughts. That's my advice. Jalen Rose, yours.
That is well said, and it was really responsible and mature. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the JRLA support. We're doing some special things, Jacoby, making some special plans for JRLA. And, you know, my goal for 10 years has been to expand that facility, and I'm really working on it right now. It'll be a game changer for our community and for the Northwest side. I would say a few things. In order to be productive with your family, with your friends, with your job, you have to try to be your best self. That's actually where it starts. When you feel good about you, then you can distribute the love, the effort, the support to others. And how do you do that? And I say this respectfully, each person must learn to protect themselves. Like, everyone knows their pace. And sometimes if you feel like the pace getting a little dizzy and fast, just slow it down a little bit. If you feel like your schedule getting a little hectic, slow it down a little bit. If you feel like everybody's bouncing off the wall and everybody's calling you and da-da-da-da, like Jacoby said, you got to just unwind. And one of the things that allows that to usually happen, Jacoby, is time management. You have to find different periods in the day where you're on and you're off. Not necessarily off like you wouldn't be off, like I wouldn't be off to my wife or my kids or my mom, but to your job, to social media, to the television, like there to the radio. There just has to be time where you can kind of unplug. And like Jacoby says, what you're doing while you're unplugging, for me, it's a steam shower. It could be yoga. It could be sauna. It could just be in a quiet space, laying on the floor, just breathing and doing a lot of thinking, doing a lot of soul searching. I say this all of the time. Most people look in the mirror and see their representative, not actually who they are, not their actual strengths and weaknesses. And the deeper you start to dig into those and you pull more character out of yourself, because that's what that means, who you are and nobody's watching. I think that now propels you to say, okay, I feel good about me and mine. Now I can be the best contributor to everything I want to make sure that I'm a part of.
Thanks. Jalen, I have one more piece of advice for this young man, is self-love. And by self-love, I mean masturbation. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Get some toys like Jacoby has in his drawer with the wife. We're not done. Well, maybe we might be done. After that masturbation comment, we might be done. We might be done.